Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community in the nation. Do you have a few minutes to help us, sir?
How many minutes?
You do have a few minutes, sir.
How many minutes?
I don't know, sir. Just a few questions. Your opinion is very important, sir.
All right.
Okay, let's start with the first question. The first one is, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or chances 50-50?
I will vote.
Definitely vote. Okay, perfect. Let's go to the next one. And in 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay, let's go to the next one. The next one is, and just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Were you able to hear me?
What was the question?
Yes, sir. The question is, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African, Hispanic, Asian, Native American?
Asian.
Asian, okay. And what is your age, sir?
I'm very old.
Are you over 70?
Yes.
What would you say, 75, 6?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the next one. In thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourselves as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Okay. In thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied? Or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Okay. So now I'm going to read a list of different issues concerning some people say they want president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 and if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay, sir? And protecting voting rights and democracy. How will you rate that, sir?
10,
okay. And lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
And how about making college more affordable?
10.
How about banning tobacco products from adults?
10.
And last one, improving K-12 education.
10.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Do you strongly somewhat approve, somewhat approve, strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. The next one is, now I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Dependent on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay, sir? So How do you feel about Joe Biden, sir?
50.
50. Okay. So, okay, 50.
No, maybe
70. Okay. And how about Democrats in Congress?
30.
80?
Yeah, 30. 30.
Oh, 30. Okay. Okay, and how about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
Would you go back against 50?
50, okay. Let me see, 50, okay. And the next...
Oh, too much time. I'm feeling hungry. I have to go for dinner.
Oh,
can you stop here?
Oh, you have to go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe we can finish it another time then, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
You have a good rest of the day.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Okay.